Welcome to this message, brought to you by Christ Life Church Chicago, the Miracles and Winners Place. Please enjoy God's Word, brought to you through the ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Sojia Desoya. We pray that you will be richly blessed. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
Let us be seated. We have prayed.
Amen.
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 Let us be seated, please. This afternoon, I want to start this series of sermons on just one thing I do. Tell somebody, just one thing I do.
Just one thing I do.
Say it loud. Tell somebody, just one thing I do.
Just one thing I do.
The text is taken from Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I ask myself, what is the secret of Apostle Paul's success? With all that he faced in life, with all that Apostle Paul passed through in life, what is that secret of his success? At this time, Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Philippians. From the time he was called, historians said it was about 30 years. 30 years of working for the Lord. He faced so many things. Then how come with all that Paul faced in life, he was able to succeed? He was able to complete the race. And he was able to keep his faith. So what is the secret behind this? And I went into the scriptures and I discovered that one key that Apostle Paul had that brought him to that level of success is forgetting the past. Letting go the past. And this period, I want us to together examine this. Just one thing I do, he said. And that thing he did was leaving what is behind him, reaching forward to those things ahead. If you don't make an end of the past, you cannot begin the future. Many problems of people, the problems that we have, human beings, is that we never let go the past. We never let go the past. As a Christian, as either in the family, either in the business, either in the church, if you don't let go the past, you cannot start the future. Many people, they spend precious time dwelling on the past. Past problems, past challenges, past sorrow, past anything. Some are dwelling on this, spending precious time thinking about what has happened in the past. Your attachment, the problem is not that we cannot glance, we can glance at the past, just like a side mirror. You can just glance at the past. But the problem comes when we dwell, when we attach ourselves so much on the past. We will not be able to achieve anything. I'm talking to Christians today. People that have given their life to Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. If you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have the opportunity to do that. As long as you are still alive. And this is so simple. Believe that you cannot help yourself. You are in a situation where you cannot save yourself. And then someone had come and laid down his life, shed his blood, and died for you on the cross of Calvary. All you have to do is to claim the offer he has given. And after you have done that, then you join together with brethren like this, and you begin to learn the word of God so you can grow. And so you can become what God has designed you to be. You can achieve your destiny in the Lord. And then, when everything is done in this life, you can live with Him in glory. Because absent in this body, we need you to be present with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So just think about it. It's very, very simple. I'm talking to Christians now. But even after you have done that, you will not be able to achieve anything for yourself, either in the spiritual realm or in the physical realm, if you don't let go of the past. Too much attachment on the past will not allow you to think about the future. You have so much ahead of you. You have so much. You know, as long as you have your being, it's never too late to achieve anything for the Lord, for your family. But just one thing, like Paul said, just one thing you must do. You forget about the past and continue to think about the future. You must not let your attachment to the past outweigh your trust in the future. You must not let your attachment to the past outweigh your future, your desire for the better thing in the future. So, when you weigh it on the balance, when your attachment to the past way more than your thinking of the future, you got a problem. Then you have to make a change. You have to make a change. Many people will have achieved so much in life, but this is the problem they got. They never let go the past. This is the past. Many people are bitter about their past. They are not happy. They blame this person. They blame that person. They blame that person. And that bitterness will draw them back. That bitterness will not let them enjoy their moment. That bitterness will not let them enjoy their future. Even if they have money, that bitterness will not let them enjoy what God has given them. You spend so much time on that. Look at this anonymous statement. It says, no matter how long you nurse a grudge, it won't get better.
Preach!
No matter how long you dwell on a grudge, hey, this person did this, it will not get better. You just have to let go. One thing I do, forgetting what had happened in the past, reaching forth to the future. That is what God wants us to do. See the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 31 to 32. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Some of us, we find it so hard to forgive people. And we say we are Christian, we are born again. Some of us, we are still thinking about what something that somebody did 10 years ago. We occupy our mind, we get so attached to that, and that had given back to bitterness. Some are never happy. And you have this reason why they are not happy. Something somebody did one time, something somebody did something, and the person you are talking about is going around enjoying himself or herself. And you are still getting attached to those things. Think about this. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Someone once said this. He that carries bitterness to bed with him, we find the devil creep between the sheets. You carry bitterness to bed. You find the devil wrap himself around you. Then how are you going to enjoy your sleep? How are you going to have peace? How are you going to have rest? How are you going to have sound sleep? This one thing I do, forgetting those things behind me, reaching forth to those things ahead. Let's look at this illustration. This is an introduction to this message. I hope I'm talking to somebody this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Think, it's your life. Do not let anybody live your life for you. You have only one time here, one shot at life. When you leave this place, you never come back to spend that life again. I pray you not look back at the end of life and have a regret. The only reason why you will not look back at the end of your life and have regret is to listen to what God is telling you today. I'm not talking about anybody, nobody told me about anyone, but Holy Spirit sees your heart. God knows what is going on in your heart. If you are here today, you are here in this place, and somebody has done something wrong for you, let it go. Do not nurse bitterness. Do not allow any malice to dwell in your body. Do not wrap yourself with the instrument of Satan. The Lord has given you peace. Enjoy that peace. Let's look at this illustration. In his book, Guiding Your Family in a Misguiding World, Dr. Tony Evans tells of 2 months walking through the countryside toward another village. As they came to the edge of a river, they saw an old woman sitting there, an old woman sitting at the edge of the river, upset because there was no bridge. No bridge to take her over the river. So the first monk offered to carry her across. To the woman's great relief, so the 2 monks joined hands, lifted her between them and carried her across the river. So they carried the woman across the river. When they got to the other side, they set her down and she went on her way. They completed the assignment, the help. But look at what happened. After they had walked another mile or so, the second monk began to complain. "Look at my clothes," he said. "They are all filthy from the carrying that woman across the river. And my back seems hot from lifting her. I can feel it getting stiff." The first monk just smiled and nodded his head. A few minutes later, the second monk again, that second monk, "My back is hurting me so badly, and it is all because we had to carry that silly woman across the river. I cannot go any further because of the pain. Why is it you are not complaining about it too?" asked the first monk. Why are you not complaining? "Doesn't your back hurt?" "Of course not," the first monk replied. Now listen to this very carefully. "You are still carrying the woman, but set her down 5 minutes ago, or 5 miles ago, we set her down, but you are still carrying that woman. You are still carrying her. That's where you got it from." We're often like that. That's the one monk who cannot let go of the pain of the past. Still carrying the load, whereas the originator of the load is enjoying somewhere. And you are still carrying the load around. We still carry the burdens of things done years ago. As long as you still carry the loads of the past because of the pains of the burden of that load, you will find it hard to make progress and live your anticipated future life. I put this together, I wrote this with that. As long as you still carry that body, see, the evil of the day is not sufficient. How much more you have to eat? You got enough luggage. How much more you now have to the baggage, the luggage, those trash of the past? Just one thing I do. Forgetting those things behind. Reaching forth onto my future. I do not have any time to dwell on garbage. One time somebody was asking me, years ago, very long time ago, somebody was asking me, he said, he was talking to a friend of mine who came to tell me. So the lady was relating to me. The person was saying, "Why is it that that's your friend? He's always happy. He's always happy." Then she tried to answer a little bit. Then when she came to ask me, I told her, "I have to be happy. I have one life to live. I have to be what?
Happy.
I have to be happy. I have one life to live. I have to create humor. I have to joke around. I have to laugh." Of course, when you do a lot of laughing, you allow oxygen to run into your lungs.
Yeah. Wow. That's true.
Amen. I'm not a medical doctor, but it's been proven. But when you see somewhere, you are always annoyed. You are always complaining about somebody. You are ready to fight it out. Let's go fight it out. It means you are carrying a body on your head. And it's going to be very, very hard for you to achieve anything. If you are going to live your life successfully, we are going to achieve something worthwhile. Need a good legacy. You must let go of the past. Tell somebody, let go of the past.
Let go of the past.
You remember one famous prayer? They always have this prayer somewhere, and they have this prayer. Let me read out that prayer, you know, that prayer they have, and I say, Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change. Change the things that I can, and give me the wisdom, or give me wisdom to know the difference. End quote. Let me say it again. Quote. Lord, help me to accept the things I cannot change. Change the things that I can, and give me wisdom to know the difference. End quote. That's all we have to do. There are some things you can't change. Not seeing the grudge, you like, what? Is it going to change this?
No.
Staying there, you know, some will stay there, some will be so much annoyed that when they drive, they're going to have accident. But they are just annoyed. They are annoyed at the steering, they do everything. Some will be shaking, some they can't eat, some they can't sleep, some they will be sweating. You think that after they have done all that, they have forgotten or they have met, that thing has been taken care of. No. No. If you have them some years back, you still remember, and you will see, as long as they remember that thing, they get attached to that thing, they will still get, you know, money out, and they still get, you know, they will still be annoyed, they will still be, as if it had just started. How long can we do this? These are the point I'm trying to establish. We have to let go of the past. Honestly speaking. And even as a Christian, as a born-again Christian, that's the way we have to handle life. You cannot fight for yourself as a Christian. You cannot take vengeance. The Bible says, vengeance belongs to me. I will compense. It's only God who can compense. If somebody has done something wrong against you, if a Christian you are born again, they have not done that thing against you, but they have done it against God. The God that you serve. And I tell you the truth, God is a just God. He will recompense. He will do it. You don't need to bother yourself. Just like in this country, sometimes there are some things people will do in this country. As long as government knows of it. Even you that they have done that thing against, want to say, oh, no, I don't want you to do anything. Just let it go. They say, no. State is going to file a complaint, or state is going to, you know, try this. State, you say no. You can say, oh no, I don't want to, you know, fight charges, or I don't want to, you know, do anything. You say no. Under the state law, that person has done something, or that person has violated this, and that person we have to do something. So the same thing. Even when you want to say, okay, God, let it go, God will still do what He wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
The suffering of Apostle Paul was so much that I just wonder how he managed to be able to achieve so much, even with those sufferings that he passed through in his life. And the key is this: Apostle Paul let go of the past. Let me read to you before I pray. I'm going to pray very soon. Let me read to you some of the sufferings that Apostle Paul passed through. Then you understand how you can come to this conclusion of letting go the past, as we have read in that Ephesians chapter 4, the main text, Philippians chapter 3, 13 to 14. Look at what Apostle Paul passed through. Can you please open the scripture with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11? Look at it from verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they minister of Christ? I speak as a fool. I have more. In labors more abundant. In strife above measure. In prisons more frequently. In death often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day. I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, among false ministers, fake ministers, fake brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made stubborn? And I do not burn with indignation. Some of what I was passed through, for yet was able to fulfill his destiny. How many of us have seen some of this in our lives? I've not been to prison as a prisoner before. Ready to go through somebody. How many of you have had the experience of being beaten? Somebody just catch it. Look, an adult, beating you for the cause of the gospel. Have you had that experience? No. Then what is our problem? Read all that he passed through. These are just some of those things he passed through. Yet, he said one thing, the key, the brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I tell you my life, this is how I do it. I want to forget the past. I want you to do the same thing. Forget about the past. Reach forward to the future. Sometimes some people, I have seen cases, people will wrong me. They will run, it's like they press your body. They want you to react. They want you to react. I will pull you down. It's enough punishment for that person. They will be waiting. It's not reacting. They will be waiting. Maybe the pastor that wants to see our pastor will react now. But you see that person, you smile, you shake the hands, you behave as if nothing happened to you. Let me tell you something. It's more than you reacting. That person will be thinking, oh, you didn't know what I did. Sometimes they will repeat it again. They will try it again, but you are quiet. You are not doing anything. You are not a fool. You just don't want to spend precious time nursing unnecessary things. No matter how you nurse it, it won't change. Some people, no matter how you try to react, I will show him. You can't show him anything. Because he or she has made up his or her mind, and that's how he or she is going to live his or her life. So you can make it, you can change such people, but you can only change yourself. You can only respond the way you want to respond. And I'm saying, let go the past. Tell somebody, let go the past.
Let go the past.
That is the way you can achieve anything in the future. Finally, if you are reading a book, you open a chapter, you continue to read the chapter. You go to the middle of the chapter, they didn't conclude that chapter. They just stop. Maybe you are reading a story about that. They just stop. And they said, they wrote another chapter 2. How are you going to read such a book? They didn't finish the chapter. They will say chapter 2. They didn't finish chapter 2. They will say chapter 3. How are you going to read such a book? In fact, you will not have affinity, or you will not have the willingness to continue to read such a book. That's how some people live their life. They never want to let go. They never want to conclude an issue. They want to start another one. When you fail to conclude an issue and put a stop, a period on an issue, and let go that issue, you get too much attachment to that issue. You're going to find it so hard to start a new chapter. And time does not wait for anybody. How you look 10 years ago, it's not how you are looking now. That is the truth.
Absolutely.
If you like, go and put every cosmetics, put everything. You see me? If I want to deceive you, I can. There's a way I can look you. You think it is 15 years old? But then when I get back home, I will not deceive myself. There are some things I was doing 15 years ago. I don't want to try now. I don't want to deceive myself. live your life worldwide. You got the opportunity to make a change. Just one thing I do. I forget about the past. I let the past go. And I reach forward to the best. And your future is bright.
Amen.
You got the best future in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your future is bright.
Amen.
Tell somebody you got a good future. You got a good future. Enjoy every moment of your life. Husband and wife, enjoy yourself. Come on. Come on, enjoy yourself. Do something. Forget about whatever has happened. Some people, they are still thinking of what they have done in the teenage years. Forgive yourself. No one is perfect. Let go of that. If your husband should remind you of such a thing, tell him, don't remind me these things again. You are beating me again. You can't crucify somebody two times. That one is gone. It's gone. Don't remind me again. If your wife is doing the same thing, tell your wife, come on, baby. Can you die two times? Come on. If you kill somebody one time, he's dead. Can you kill that person again? Let me go. Let me enjoy myself. It's your life. Do whatever you want to do with your life. But what I'm saying is this. Just one thing you must do. And that's just one thing I do. Forgetting about the past. Reaching forward to the future. Father, we bless you, worship you for your mercy. Grace. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be in the church at this time. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord, for all this that happened to Apostle Paul. And what he said, that he will forget the past, he will reach forward to the future. Help us to do the same, that we do this just one thing, we forget about the past, and we look forward to the future. Thank you, blessed Lord. Give us strength to forgive. Give us strength to let go. Give us strength not to attach too much on the past, so that we can start a new beginning. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Amen.
Worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. with Sunday school at 10 a.m. Our Wednesday Bible study starts at 8 p.m. and our monthly night vigil starts at 12 midnight on the first Friday of every month. Call us today at 773-936-1348 or visit our website at www.christ-life-chicago.org. The church is located at 8927-29 South Houston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. We hope to see you soon.